in the shower, in a strip club. I'm intrigued. I have questions. Steak, lobster, strippers, and a shower. Let's dig into this episode, shall we? Real Housewives of Potomac, coming after the break. Hey y'all, so we are in the next episode of Real Housewives of Potomac, season 7, episode 17, The Naked Truth. Robin, we open up with Robin looking for dresses at a local bride shop. Robin is stressed about this wedding. Okay, I talked about it in the last episode, recap, but procrastination, that's what it sounded like. It's giving procrastination, and when you are relying on multiple people to help make your event a success, that's basically a recipe for disaster. That's how I see it. It's a recipe for disaster. So she's stressing about the details. She has Ashley and Giselle come to see her try on dresses. Ashley gives a recap of what happened at Mexico at the last dinner, after everybody kind of went their separate ways. And Ashley says, Leah and Wendy left together. And Giselle's like, so what are you saying? Were there eyes? Was there kissing going on? She's like, Was there vagina being shown? She was like, As she states that Wendy was intrigued. And she says that Mia and Wendy, you know, after they left together, you know, there might have been a little something going on in true Ashley form. Now, I will say the way Ashley spills tea is very cute and comical and light. And it was entertaining, you know. Giselle asked why Robin did not invite her mom. And Robin's like, I still ain't tell her yet. She still hasn't told her mom that she is planning on getting married. And her mom is basically not invited. At this point, Ashley has left. She came in just to drop a little bit of tea, see Robin in a dress or two, and then she had to bounce. Giselle reveals that she, you know, wants to throw a bachelorette party with Scripples. And she asks, you know, who Robin wants to be there. Robin makes it very clear that Karen is not invited. And I mean, are we surprised? Would anybody be surprised? Like, in a way, I would have liked to see Karen's behavior at the strip club. But like, again, if I don't mess with you, like, this still echoes back to the stuff that happened in Mexico. It's choosy on when it's okay to exclude people and when it's not okay to exclude people. We're on a trip for 3 days and someone has beef. And I think, I'm sorry, I don't want to go off on a tangent, which I always do. But things, when exclusion is not okay, is if Mia and Wendy had an altercation. Yes, Mia was wrong and she was the agitator in the situation, but it was also her trip that she hosted, quote unquote, that she hosted. So she's not going to kick herself out of the house. She's not going to dismiss herself despite the fact that she took it to a level it didn't have to go. But also, if we're not cool, I'm not going to sit up in your face and have tension and be kicking with you. So, like, next day, no, we're not going to be cool. Look, no, I don't want you hanging out with me. Where Mia went wrong was when she tried to tell other people, you also cannot stay here if you're going to fuck with her. Sorry for the language. You can't stay here if you're going to mess with her. That's where Mia went wrong, because you can't control what other grown women do. You can't do that. But it's not a big deal if Robin doesn't want Karen at strip club. Why wasn't there a big fuss about her being excluded then? Like, it's, I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna leave it. Robin also says that she does not want Wendy to come because she felt like, you know, she laughed when Karen was, you know, having her dispute with Robin, and she just felt like that wasn't a sign of a true friend. Now, I don't know if there's other details being left out that we don't know about. I don't know if she felt like we're still fresh on our healing and you doing that just kind of struck a nerve with her. She could have been triggered back to what happened in season 6. I don't know. I don't know. But I think the thing about this season is most of the friendships seem very fickle, you know, and it seems like, you know, sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. Sometimes you can be shady, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can say, I don't F with her, sometimes you can't. It's not giving consistency. And I think, you know, certain people can do things that other people can't, you know. It's in one aspect, it was like, it feels like there was a time when if Candace did anything, it was like the worst thing in the world. And most of the fans, including myself, are like, it's like, I like Candace. Her mouth can be very spicy, maybe a little too spicy, but I like Candace. Don't give up on her. With Robin, like the Mia and Wendy fight became more about y'all being mad about Robin and Giselle than being mad at Mia in understanding that the nature of that fight was two-sided. Most of the majority of the blame is on Mia, but there was more to it than just that. I don't know, child. Listen, I'm trying to stay focused. Let me stay focused. Let me get back on it. Let me get back on it. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, she doesn't want Wendy to be there. So then we have one of those scenes where the two scenes kind of go back and forth. So you got Candace and Chris being all cute and merry and stuff. And, Candace is preparing for a party. I think it's for the Trina song coming out or for her re-release of her album, I believe. And you have her talking to Chris and recapping what happened in Miami. And then Wendy and Karen meet up. Also, Matt Duck. They seem to be matching in orange. Look very, very beautiful. And they go over a recap of the Mexico trip. And, you know, Candace brings up that Karen came for Juan, and he's like, okay, sure, just throw another husband under the bus. And they also talk about how they're excited about having another opportunity to do a round of IVF and, you know, hoping that will be successful and, you know, another opportunity to freeze eggs for a future pregnancy. Wendy and Karen, as they talk about the recap trip, they talk more about this Juan situation and the fact that she felt like he squeezed her so tight. And Wendy's like, yeah, you know, I remember a few years ago when you had your wig party and you said something and Robin kind of, you know, made a face or something. They basically kind of corroborating that perhaps Juan did have some stuff going on. It's such a thin line because it's like Wendy and Karen can sit and talk about the Juan situation, not an issue. Giselle and Robin can sit and talk about the blogs with Wendy, a total issue. It's hypocrisy. It's like, it's okay when they do it, but it's not okay when other people do it because the fans overall or the loudest fans don't like them. I don't get it. Either it's like, hey, we're just being shady and, you know, we're talking about what the blogs / rumors are. And that's just part of the nature of the beast of the business of the show. Or we're going to have smoke for every single person who brings up something. Y'all weren't mad when Candace and Ashley were talking about Blue Eyes or whoever Karen was creeping around with. Not an issue. But when Robin and Giselle talk about it, it's an issue. I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. And I'm not trying to cape for Robin and Giselle. We all know, if you listen to this podcast, that Robin and Candace are my favorite castmates. Giselle is she's high up there, but Robin and Candace are my top two. But like, y'all can't turn around and it's, when they do it, they're being haters. But when other people do it, what, because they're married, that they can't be haters. Like, it's... I digress. But yeah, they talk about that. Then Ashley just happens to call and talk about how there was a chat in reference to Robin's bachelorette party, but that Wendy and Karen were not present on it. Karen obviously tries to shrug it off like she don't care. She cares. And then Wendy's like, well, what's the deal? Like, And Ashley was like, well, maybe it's because, you know, you and Giselle. She was like, no, this is her bachelorette party. So, like, what's her beef with me? And I'm like, you're sitting here talking, kikiing with Karen about what's going on with Juan. Now, when she sat and did that with Giselle, you were upset about it. Now, when the shoe is flipped, even though she doesn't know what you're saying, now you think it's weird and it's strange, and you're the one extending the olive branch. Make it make sense. Like, I really want to have a discussion with someone who's not, like, I don't want to talk to someone who's super anti-Robin and Giselle, because I want to be able to come from an objective place. But I want someone to understand to me, why is it when certain people do it, it's not okay, and certain people do it, it's okay? Help me understand. And if you listen to this and you have a strong opinion about it, please send me an email and help me understand. I will read it on air. I need some understanding because it's unclear. It's very unclear. I don't know about them two men in defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's the biggest thing is there's a lack of trust, and that kind of goes throughout the group. Like, there's a lot of relationships that are not great. Like, there's a lot of relationships that are kind of, we're saving face, but our friendship isn't deep, or we're not doing things to cultivate a friendship, or you said something that I can't get past, so we can't grow from there. Like, Robin and Wendy stuff is more than just we hug it out. I don't know if there's stuff that we didn't see, but, like, if you're upset with her because what she said in reference to, if you're mad at Wendy for what she said to get back at you in reference to Juan, yeah, you might hug it out and be like, we're cool. But, like, the fact that Robin said that she said sorry to Wendy, but Wendy wanted to make her say it again on camera, that's given manipulation. But then, like, just because y'all hugged it out or whatever, if y'all aren't sowing seeds into that, it's not going to grow. It's not going to be fruitful. So I don't know what's going to happen with the two of them. Like, I thought when they were growing a friendship, it was cool. And I don't think Giselle's the type to be like, you can't be friends with this person if you're friends with me. But I do wonder if the two of them weren't, I want them to stay friends, but if they weren't on the show together or they weren't hanging out together, would Robin have an easier time with everybody overall? You know what I'm saying? Like, or would Giselle have an easier time with everybody overall? Like, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, their relationship, I think it's going to take some time, if ever, to get them on a good foot. Just the next scene, Giselle meets up with Mia and brings up the gossip she heard about Mia and Wendy, and basically said, I spread gossip to Robin and y'all two slept together. You know, I spread the gossip. But what's the real tea? Mia says she saw Wendy's vagina spread eagle and she thought it was cute. And Mia said Wendy touched her vagina and acknowledged it was pretty, but that was it. She said that it would not ever go any further, especially without the consent of their husbands, because she was not given permission to do anything else. So that gives, something could have popped off if, you know, folks was to keep it to themselves. Something could have happened and she just ain't saying nothing because she don't want to get neither one of them in trouble. Also, wow, y'all made a complete 180, okay? A complete 180 from me, from Miami to Mexico. And she said, Mia was perplexed about Wendy wasn't invited to the bachelorette party. And Giselle said she was doing team too much. Listen, one thing, Giselle and Robin gonna be loyal to each other. People may feel the way they feel about it. I think sometimes people want to see the downfall of their friendship. I don't want to see the downfall of their friendship because they show true loyalty to each other. And I think it's weird that people question that. Like, it's very strange. Very strange. Mia said, I wasn't even paying attention because of this issue I got going on with Jacqueline. And Mia claimed that Jacqueline had just called her, wanted to apologize. And, you know, I think we're all still hoping to get their shit straightened out. Wendy, in the next episode, you know, kind of, they ask her about the bachelorette party. They ask her about seeing a picture of Karen. Was that in another scene? They asked her about her seeing the picture of Karen in Blue Eyes. And she said, she didn't show me the picture. But I'm like, you're sitting right next to Karen. You are all the way across the table. If she showed it to you, she would have had to show it to Karen. That's why she ain't show it to you. Or Karen could have snatched it out of her hand. Duh. Like, I don't think it was to exclude you at all. Like, it just makes sense. It just makes sense. It just makes sense. But basically, she says, like, she doesn't have an issue with Robin. She's like, I don't have an issue with Robin. But it seems like Robin goes out of her way to have an issue with me. So, if you don't want to bring peace into my life, then, you know, I'm still going to be Robin. I'm still going to be my fabulous self who talks with, who uses her hands or something, she said. And I was like, okay, Wendy. Like, I like Wendy. I do. For the most part, I like Wendy. She's gorgeous. She's accomplished. She has a beautiful family. But, I don't know. I don't know. I think that Robin could have invited her to the bachelorette party, and it probably would have been a fun time. But you know, clearly Robin felt like, you know, you ain't 10 toes down. So I don't know. I don't want you to have fun with me, you know, if you're not really like for me. And it's her bachelorette party, so she has the right to do that. They also show Wendy addressing on, I don't know if it was what news channel outlet it was, but she was addressing the Roe v. Wade being overturned. And that's another thing. Wendy does very important work. And like, you can never really hold that against her. Period. And the next thing, it's time to prepare for the bachelorette party. The party bus has arrived. And Ashley gets there and realizes that her and Mia have on the exact same bodysuit. The exact same bodysuit. And Ashley's like, you gotta be a special kind of hoe to wear what we wearing. Robin arrives, and Cherise in her confessional reveals she's a little jealous because she felt like she should be the one planning the bachelorette. But you know, it's fine because, you know, she don't have a connection with the strippers, and Giselle's the bestie. Like, it's so funny to me because that happened with Monique, like Robin, and when Monique was there and Monique and Cherise started getting close and Robin was in her feelings. She felt the kind of way like, you my friend, but okay, I guess you will hang out with this new girl who you barely know. I mean, I guess I'm not going to be a hater, but I'm kind of hating. You know, it's just funny because you can tell these people who've had these longstanding friendships, like, you care. You care. On the bus, ladies recap Mexico, and it's revealed there was a four-way kiss shared between Candace, Mia, Wendy, and Ashley. There's talks about how Candace was like, you know, getting down with a chickadee, you know, getting in that box is just a commitment that she was not interested in making. And I think Ashley was like, don't knock it till you try it. And I think Candace thought she was on good behavior until she found out that there was a four-way kiss. She was like, wait, what, huh? But everybody seems like they're having a good time. And like, even in these moments, like during this whole bachelorette thing, there are several times throughout this show where I've seen Candace and Giselle share space and look cordial enough. Like, they're not, you know, I think I've seen Giselle basically be present for like, if Candace wants to give a hug, I'll give her a hug. She wants to be cool, we can be cool. And Candace just continuously pays her dust. And I felt like that relationship, like, I understand why there's tension, but I also felt like it broke down in a way that it didn't have to. Because it's like, you're willing to talk to Ashley over and over and over again, despite her bringing up multiple things that were unsubstantiated. But with Giselle, you just keep dragging it on, and I don't understand. Like, I don't understand if it's because she felt like she didn't think Giselle would do that to her. I don't know if it's because she feels like there may be a little bit of validity to it. Like, I don't know. I'm very, like, curious about that. I don't understand as far as what we're seeing on camera. But I saw them kind of, like, you know, like, not talking, but kind of talking. And it's like, you seem like you guys could have a good time and get over it. And I don't understand why it's got to drag on. Because, like, in current time, they still not cool. They're still not cool. And I don't know if, I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's more in that Giselle has more, and she's just not saying it because she doesn't want to harm the relationship any further. But I don't know. Allegedly, something happened that made her feel uncomfortable. And nobody wants, everybody wants to act like they don't want to dig or dig deeper into that. And I guess it's best to leave it where it is. Anyway, we're pretty much getting to the end of the episode. They arrive at the strip club. The ladies are having a good time watching the dancers. The ladies start inquiring about what's going on with Ashley and Michael. And Ashley seems like very bashful and playful. And she's just like, you know, she's like, there's been a lot of niceties between me and Michael. It's been very light. And someone asks, like, do you think you guys are going to reconcile? She's like, well, no, but, like, I don't know. You know, I think they ask about if there's dating going on. And she's like, well, I'm dating, but he said he wasn't dating. And I felt bad. And Candace was like, boop, let me pop that bubble. He was just in my husband's restaurant with some chick, and she wasn't even that cute. And, you know, you could tell that kind of took Ashley aback. Because it's like, are you really surprised? As many times as he's lied to you, he's still lying to you. Still. Still. And he knows he can. That's why he does it. So, yeah, there's that. And Cherie starts, at some point, I mean, the drinks have been flowing. Cherie starts talking about Karen. She said Karen is known for getting drunk and hooking up with whoever. She said she was linked up with hooked up with some worker in a bathroom. I don't think it was current. I think it was back a while ago. But, like, and I don't know if it's that they're doing stuff to make sure Karen maintains a certain amount of grace on the show. But it's like, Cherie, she ain't had to say all that. I mean, clearly you've been sitting on it and she getting tired of holding it. And I think it all stems from whatever it is that Karen is hiding, or this image she's perpetrating is bugging the other, like, OOGs, okay? And it's really, like, getting under their skin. But I was like, dang, Cherise, you just really put the girl, you put the lady out there, all the way out there. Ray apparently at one point had hired a PI to find out who Blue Eyes was. And I think, like, either it's a driver or some guy who owns a hotel or something. Some of the stuff I got a little muddy on, but basically there was stuff being shared about Kern and how Karen got secrets out here in these streets. And it's not the first time we've heard it. It's not the second time we've heard it. We've heard it multiple times. So are we going to get more on this? You know, is this going to get a deeper dive, or, you know, is it going to end right there? I know one thing. These ladies need to heal their bonds, because it's all kinds of fractured. All kinds of fractures all over the place. But, I mean, basically that's it. Like, you know, they were up there enjoying the scrippers, got on stage, danced around. Like, they're like, they had a good time. You know, some of Robin's other friends were there. Obviously, they didn't show too much of them, but, like, everybody seems to have a fun. I think that if Wendy was there, it would have been fun. I think if Karen was there, it would have been entertaining for us. But ultimately, it was about Robin being comfortable, because it's Robin's bachelorette party. So if she ain't cool with somebody, then, you know, then she shouldn't be forced to bring them there. I enjoyed this episode. You know, it was kind of like a little layover episode after the craziness of Mexico. And since we got a few extra minutes, well, before I get into it, if you listen this far, thank you. I so do appreciate you. Please share with somebody that you know. I'm available on all platforms. If you want to send a message, if you want me to talk about other shows, send me a message at gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. So there have been findings that have come out recently that Robin and Juan did indeed get married. And it's wild to me, because it's like, all this time, everybody's been like, Robin and Juan ain't getting married. It's a fake relationship. It's, you know, they don't really love each other. They don't care about each other, whatever. Obviously, their relationship isn't perfect. There's cracks, you know, in almost every relationship. But y'all swore up and down that they were just going to be roommates for the rest of their life. It comes out that they actually got married. And instead of the public being like, oh, Robin and Juan got married, I mean, some people, of course, congratulated them. But then there was another big old group of people that are like hating on the fact that they got married. like begrudgingly giving them congrats. Then somebody comes out saying that somebody sent them information that her and Juan had been together. She got receipts, she got DMs, and then it's all about that. Like, y'all couldn't even just give it a day of celebrating the fact that this woman that y'all constantly dragged about how she wasn't gonna get married got married. Okay. Then the Reasonably Shady podcast, Robin talks about that I don't think that the woman who Karen referenced in the show is the same woman that was referenced after the wedding news came out, right? So this separate person from Toronto, from Canada, messaged this guy. He decides to put it out there about how this woman dealt with Juan, blah, 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 blah. So Robin goes on her on the podcast with Giselle, and she reveals that there is some validity to their, like, there's some backstory to this woman who went to the blogs about a relationship with Juan. And in the midst of it, she says something like, "You guys want more? Y'all gonna have to hit me up on Patreon." And that set people off, including Carlos King, the leading like black executive producer in reality TV. He has a lot of TV shows on OWN. He went a day and then went in on her and like added fuel to the fire. And he's like, "This is disrespectful to reality TV. You're not telling the truth." Now we found out that what was said on the show actually has some validity to it. And I mean, when I tell you, folks just piled on top of that, like, Karen's basically like, "I was right." I don't think this is the same story. What Karen was talking about was some lady, I mean, blonde lady who looks like her, that Juan was walking around Georgetown holding hands with. The situation that was talked about on the podcast was some woman who said that she would visit or she would see Juan, and she had like a hotel receipt with his last name on it and all this stuff. Now, y'all know I listen to Reasonably Shady podcasts, and I did listen to the Patreon. I'm not going to talk about what was on the Patreon because that's not my business to tell. You can go out there in the world. People have made it their business to tell the business. But based off of the history of the show and the history of who Robin is or claims that she is, what I believe from what I see, I truly do not think that Robin was like, "Ooh, I'm going to make it a money grab. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I'm not going to bring it up on the show that basically gives me this platform. I'm going to make some money on the side." That is not what I got from it. I got, "Hey, this news that I did not want to get out because it was going to come out on the show came out to the public because someone couldn't keep their lips closed based off of a revelation, I guess, off of the reunion, maybe. So y'all already ruined my news. And now instead of people being congratulatory and happy for me, this woman comes out the woodwork out of nowhere talking about how me and Juan were together during the pandemic. Not even recently, during the pandemic." She gives details and backstory as to what actually happened. Yes, there was something going on, but it wasn't all these things that Karen said. I think these are two separate situations. Carlos gets on his podcast to chastise her, to chastise Giselle, and basically say that she was being that Robin was being disrespectful to the producers and all this stuff. And, you know, other people are like, "Well, it's always about how Robin should get fired, but Robin should get fired because she's not being transparent." Like I said, Karen tweeted about it. Wendy tweeted about it, which I'm like, okay, so you don't want to be friends. You don't want to be friends. You want to be in the news. It's not about you. And so you want to put your little two cents in there. Candace and Chris started tweeting, mostly Chris, about how he was mad at Giselle because at some point Carlos said that a little birdie told him that there was a plot to talk about this Chris storyline, which probably is not true. I don't know who his source is, but that doesn't mean it's true. People ran with that child and dragged the heck out of them. And now apparently Robin may not be hired back for season 8. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But I felt disappointed because I was like, first of all, Carlos, this is not your show. This is not your show. You're going to take this girl's livelihood away. And you got, to me, it sounded like you got some facts misconstrued, you know, and it was just like, ugh, I hate this for her. Robin, I hate this for her because I like Robin and I felt like she went from being so neutral and y'all, she's so boring, she's not giving, and then she gave a whole lot in some kind of way, y'all still mad at her. Like, make it make sense. I don't know, that's the sum up. My time is running out. If you listen this far, I appreciate you. Until next time.